This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at cattle for Wednesday, June 1st. Cattle started out higher, and then it just got slammed, and we ended up sharply lower into new lows with a big outside day lower. So I think this is the beginning of kind of a washout to the downside, which is something we're kind of looking for, actually, to establish some sort of a bottom in the June time frame. Well, here we are, barely into June, and the market seems to have picked up some momentum to the downside. So the markets, I think, have a little bit more to go on the downside, but most likely we'll get we'll wrap up this push down, and then we'll snap back, and then I think the summer doldrums kind of hit the market. We'll just chop around sideways, work our way back lower to retest wherever this low flushes out at as we get into August. But it appears that the market is establishing its bottom here, and that's going to happen in early June rather than mid or late June. So that's kind of what I'm looking for here. We've started that process of, you know, pushing to the downside, and I would imagine we're going to get another day or two of this kind of price action that establishes that low. Meanwhile, not a lot of activity in the cash trade, but box beef values were higher yesterday. Choice up 212 at 268, select up 215 at 249. The spread lost 3 cents. We're sitting at 1889. Movement was 144 loads. The feeder cattle index was down 45 cents. We're sitting at 153.35. So we've dribbled a little bit lower in the feeder cattle index over these last few weeks, lost about $3. Again, with the futures under pressure, I would imagine you're going to continue to see some pressure show up in the cash index as well. The box beef values were steady to a little bit higher throughout the month, or for the month of March. We started out at around 261 on the choice, ended up at 268, so we picked up $7 on the choice for the month of May. Select started out at 248, ended at 249, so just up one. So chopping around quite a bit, but we didn't make a lot of progress, at least on the select choice, up a little bit. But we're headed into the doldrums of summer. The heat tends to suppress beef consumption, and just keeping in mind that we've got record numbers on feed for the last 3 months, and that clearly is going to have to be worked through as we get into the summer months. So that's the biggest headwind, I think, and we've talked about this quite a bit, but we have to work through those numbers. But on the back side of that, I think you're going to see a notable drop in placements as grass conditions have improved significantly across much of the country over this last month. And you're going to be looking at big hay crops across central and most areas of the country, except for probably the Southwest. But I think this sets the stage for herd rebuilding. And, you know, you can start retaining heifers and keeping calves on grass a little bit longer, I think just creates kind of a vacuum of cattle available to the feedlots. And that's going to start the bull market up. So this kind of break does create some opportunities, and we want to be ready for that. So while we're still looking for the near term 2 to 3 months to probably be difficult, at least for the cash trade, and futures will probably see some downside pushes here, those become now opportunities to kind of get positioned for the longer term upside. And I do think that we can finally see the light at the end of this tunnel for the bear market and start to develop positions for the longer term bull market. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.